Hello, here's your KVNF regional newscast for Wednesday, February 22nd. With fear of deportation growing among Colorado immigrants, a new report shows that immigrants do not cause an increase in crime rates. Eric Gladys has this report.
As President Donald Trump continues to make good on promises to deport undocumented immigrants, with some in Colorado seeking protection in sanctuary churches, a new study shows U.S. cities with large immigrant populations experience lower rates of crime. Contrary to statements made by President Trump, four decades of evidence shows no link between immigration and increased crime, according to Robert Adelman, the study's lead author at the State University of New York.
For crimes like murder, robbery, burglary, and larceny, as immigration increases, crime decreases on average in American metropolitan areas. We found no effect of immigration on aggravated assault.
Researchers studied census and FBI crime data in 200 metropolitan areas from 1970 to 2010. During his presidential campaign, Trump repeatedly claimed immigrants increased crime. Since taking office, he has signed executive orders restricting entry into the U.S., prioritizing deportation, authorizing construction of a wall on the Mexico border, and withholding federal funds from sanctuary cities. Adelman says facts are critical in the current political environment and points to research showing foreign-born individuals are less likely to commit crimes than native-born Americans. In his view, the benefits brought by immigrant populations to U.S. cities outweigh any perceived risks.
When we think about the benefits of immigration, you can think of economic revitalization, population growth, contributing to lower rates of vacant and abandoned buildings, cultural enrichment, and with our findings, in many cases, lower levels of crime.
Adelman says he hopes the research will help policymakers make decisions based on scientific evidence, not ideologies and claims that demonize particular segments of the U.S. population without any facts to back them up. This is Eric Gladys reporting for the Colorado News Connection.
According to the Montrose Daily Press, Delta and Montrose counties are home to two of the top 100 rural community hospitals in the country. The National Rural Health Association named Montrose Memorial Hospital and Delta County Memorial Hospital to the top 100 list for 2017. Montrose and Delta's hospitals were ranked as top performers based on risk management, quality metrics, patient satisfaction, and operating costs. Montrose Memorial and Delta Memorial Hospitals are working together to improve regional health care through the San Juan Accountable Care Organization. They are launching a joint community health needs assessment. The only other rural hospital in Colorado to make the top 100 list was the Sterling Regional Med Center. Controversy over the Bears Ears National Monument has cost Utah its coveted spot as host of the Outdoor Retailer Trade Show. Colorado cities may bid for it. Eric Gladys has the story.
Backlash against policy assaults on public land is growing, and now a conference of outdoor retailers has decided to leave Utah over that state's position on the issue. The Outdoor Industry Association, which has held its giant trade shows in Salt Lake City for two decades, says it will seek a new home for its outdoor retailer shows in 2018. It's a direct response to Utah Governor Gary Herbert's opposition to the newly created Bears Ears National Monument. Luis Benitez with Colorado's Outdoor Recreation Industry Office says many states will make a play for these trade shows, but Colorado has an especially good case.
We're the first state in the country to actually have a public lands day, a day set aside to officially celebrate our public land. And so I think when you have something like that, it really shows a deep commitment as a state towards the value of that.
Colorado's legislature has defeated proposals to sell off public lands and has promoted its new national monuments. By contrast, Utah Representative Rob Bishop has led the charge to get Congress to transfer federal public land into state hands. Benitez says the controversy in Utah is about more than a trade show and has helped galvanize stakeholders nationwide to protect public lands. President Donald Trump's nominee for Interior Secretary, Ryan Zinke, has said if he's confirmed, one of his first trips will be to Bears Ears, which is sacred to local tribes, but also coveted by ranchers and oil and gas interests. Ron Hunter, with the retailer Patagonia, says his company is pulling out of the next two OIA shows, still under contract, to take place in Salt Lake later this year.
We believe that public land should stay in public hands, and perhaps, we don't know, but the state delegation and the governor want to privatize some of that land, sell it off to oil and gas developers, let's say, and we think there's a higher value to these public lands than that.
Hunter says Patagonia also objects to a proposal to shrink the boundaries of Grand Staircase Escalante National Monument in southern Utah. The outdoor retailer show brings an estimated $45 million into the local economy each year. This is Eric Galatis reporting for the Colorado News Connection.
A new program from the AARP will help Colorado seniors file their income taxes this year.
W-2 and other tax forms are dropping into Colorado mailboxes, a sure sign that tax season has arrived. For many, income tax returns are not something to tackle on your own, and hiring a professional can be costly, especially for people living on a fixed income. Carl Kantner with the AARP Foundation's Tax Aid Program in Colorado says his team is ready again this year to help people navigate the complexities of filing a return at no charge.
We have approximately 1,000 volunteers that are participating in over 56 sites throughout Colorado. And last year, for instance, we provided over 33,000 people with tax return assistance.
Tax Aid is the nation's largest service for free tax preparation assistance, and Kantner notes all volunteers are trained and certified through an IRS-sponsored program. He adds the volunteers say it's extremely satisfying to see people's faces when they realize they'll be getting a refund. To find tax help near you, look online at aarp.org/findtaxhelp. Kantner says this year's April 18th filing deadline will be here before you know it, so it's important to start gathering tax documents, W-2s and 1099 forms, 1098s, and the form 1095 that proves you have health insurance, as well as proof of any charitable contributions made last year. Kantner adds you don't need to be an AARP member to get tax aid help, but it's a good idea to book an appointment in advance.
What's particularly important for the seniors who can't really afford to go out and have a paid preparer do their tax return and are not sophisticated enough to be able to use the technology to prepare their own return over the internet.
Last year, nationwide, TaxAid provided 2.6 million people with free tax assistance, helping them get more than $1 billion in refunds and more than $228 million in earned income tax credits. This is Eric Galatis reporting for the Colorado News Connection.
And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Wednesday. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks for listening.